You can actually have high testosterone levels, but if your free testosterone is low, then you will be experiencing the same symptoms of having low testosterone. So a lot of guys don't realize that there's a difference between their total testosterone level and the free testosterone. And the difference is essentially your total testosterone is the total amount of testosterone that there is in your blood, that there is released in your body. Free testosterone, however, is the amount of testosterone that is not bound to something else. And one of the most common things testosterone is bound to is sex hormone binding globulin, which is released from the liver. So essentially, when the testosterone is already bonded, it's not freely available to be used by the body. So when this free testosterone amount is low, you're going to experience low testosterone symptoms. But fortunately, there's some things you can do naturally to improve your free testosterone levels. So your total testosterone level is important. You want to get that as high as you can. But what's even more important is to have a high level of free testosterone, because whatever that level is going to have the biggest effect on all those benefits that we want from testosterone: libido, energy, clarity of mind, all these things. If you're enjoying the content, make sure you subscribe to my channel and get my free ejaculation control course through the link in the description below. Before I get into how to naturally boost your free testosterone, I'm going to say what I think is the biggest factors in having low free testosterone, or low testosterone in general, for modern men is toxicity and stress. So toxicity being pollutants, environmental toxins from the food, water, the air, the clothes you wear, you know, synthetic fibers. We're surrounded by these things. And stress, of course, you know, we could say toxicity is a stressor on the body, but also mental, emotional, physical stress. So these two things combined together wreak havoc on our bodies in the modern age. And I think that this is one of the biggest causes for men experiencing hormonal issues. So if you can completely eliminate toxicity and stress, you're gonna feel great. But unfortunately, it's easier said than done. So I'm gonna share with you some things you can immediately use that will help you to boost your free testosterone levels and get that libido back, baby. So first of all, there's some supplements that you can take that will help you to boost your free testosterone levels. There's a compound called DIM, I forget what that stands for. It's in cruciferous vegetables. So broccoli, cauliflower, Brussels sprouts, asparagus, these all have this compound DIM. And DIM helps to remove estrogens from your system. It helps to lower your amount of sex hormone binding globulin, which is a compound released by the liver that binds to testosterone, preventing it from being essentially usable by your body. So you can add more cruciferous vegetables to your diet, but there's a product that I've been taking. You can supplement with DIM, but there's a specific product I found that I really love. This is called EstroBlock. I'll put a link to this in the description of this video, but it's got several compounds, you know, natural compounds that help to remove estrogens from your system and boost your overall testosterone levels. Boron is a mineral which most people are completely missing from their diet. And boron has been shown to, again, bind to estrogen and boost free testosterone levels. So lower your sex hormone binding globulin, which I'll be referring to as SHBG, and boost your free testosterone levels. I take about 12 milligrams per day of boron. And once I started taking boron, I immediately started noticing a difference in my libido, my nighttime erections, which is a really good indicator, by the way, of your testosterone levels. One of the most reliable tests you can do for yourself, because hormone tests can be valuable, but your hormone levels vary very much throughout the day and even day-to-day basis. So I think a really good indicator of if you have healthy testosterone levels is, do you frequently, pretty much every night, have erections earlier in the morning and in the middle of the night? And if you don't, then it usually means your testosterone is low, or your free testosterone is low. In the description of this video, I'll show links to all the supplements, any products I mentioned in this video, you can find in the description. So check that out. Green tea has also been shown to boost free testosterone levels. I'm not a huge proponent of caffeine. I think too much caffeine has a negative effect on your sexual health, but green tea it's quite low in caffeine. I'm very sensitive to caffeine personally, but even I will have some green tea every now and then, and I don't have any ill effects from it. There's a lot of amazing health benefits to quality green teas. And green tea has an amino acid known as theanine, which has a calming effect on your system. So you get a small amount of caffeine from green tea, but the theanine helps to balance that out. So you feel much calmer. There's a lot of antioxidants, catechins, I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right, in green tea, have a lot of amazing health benefits. But again, green tea helps to boost your free testosterone. But I don't recommend like some of the really low quality green teas you might buy at the store. I personally only use hand-picked, high quality green teas. I'll put a link to my favorite tea in the description, which is Sencha, which is a really nice Japanese green tea. It's delicious. Let's talk about the liver, because talking about SHBG, that sex hormone binding globulin, it's produced by the liver, released into the body from the liver. And a common cause of having high levels of SHBG is toxicity, liver toxicity. Now, this could be because, you know, you drink a bunch of alcohol, take substances, but even just living in the world, there's so much toxicity in our environment that the liver is constantly overworking, overtaxed. Having some liver support, cleansing your liver is a really good idea. Check out my sexual vitality detox video because that will be a really great support for detoxifying your body, which will also help to lower your estrogen levels, boost your free testosterone. So cleansing your liver, avoid alcohol, avoid substances that really take a toll on your body. And something I really like to do is use the sauna. Saunas are amazing for detoxifying and helps you to really release estrogens, phytoestrogens, which I'll talk about here in a moment. Helps to release some of these toxic compounds that are lowering your testosterone. Personally, I try to use a sauna 2 or 3 times a week, you know, at least once a week, get a really intense sweat in the sauna. And I always notice my libido is amazing the next day. Like that night, I usually have crazy nocturnal erections. So sauna is amazing. Let's talk about phytoestrogens. Phytoestrogens and xenoestrogens are artificial compounds or plant-based compounds that mimic estrogen in the body. And the body treats it as estrogen, lowers your testosterone, lowers your free testosterone. The most common things are soy. I personally completely avoid soy products. My body does not tolerate soy at all. I've talked about this many times, but it's heavily genetically modified, usually loaded with glyphosate, all kinds of nasty stuff. Not to mention soy itself is very high in phytoestrogens, plant compounds that, again, mimic estrogen in your body. And I hear a lot from people saying, well, your body doesn't treat it the same as real estrogen. I think that's complete bullshit. Because, for example, plastics, I'll talk about now, have estrogenic chemicals in them that, again, mimic estrogen in your system. And if your body's reading these estrogens from plastic and treating it as estrogen, of course it's going to treat estrogens from plants just the same. So avoid phytoestrogens, xenoestrogens, use less plastic products. Definitely, I recommend completely avoiding soy products. You don't want to be a soy boy, you know what I'm saying? I spent enough years doing that. And because it's actually very difficult to completely avoid xenoestrogens, this is why detoxification is an important thing to focus on and hitting the sauna regularly. Then some other simple things. Exercise is important. Moving your body, especially working your major muscle groups. I'm a huge proponent of strength training, weightlifting. I think it's amazing for your hormones and your testosterone if you don't overdo it, because overexerting yourself physically is going to have a very negative effect on your nervous system and your hormones, and your cortisol levels will be high. I personally hit the gym 3 days a week. I do 3 days of weightlifting, so I have plenty of rest throughout the week. Of course, I'm doing a lot of other things too, martial arts, qigong, tai chi, but I found 3 days a week of weightlifting to be my sweet spot personally. Sleep is essential. If you are not sleeping well, it's going to be very challenging to achieve hormonal balance. So maximize your sleep. Leave a comment if you would like me to make a video on how I personally maximize my sleep and prepare myself to sleep at night. So sleep's essential. You know, I recommend a minimum of 7 hours of sleep a night. 8 hours is even better. Then stress. You want to lower stress as much as possible because stress increases your cortisol. Cortisol suppresses testosterone levels. The more you can lower your cortisol, the more you can avoid stress. It's not possible for us to 100% avoid stress in the modern world, you know, unless you go live in a monastery or something like that. So it's gonna be there, but it's a matter of helping your body adjust to stress. So cleaning up your diet, again, getting plenty of rest, meditation, qigong, yoga, spending time in nature, anything to help settle and balance your nervous system. Breath work is going to be tremendously helpful in helping your body acclimate to stress and keep your libido, your free testosterone high, baby. Yes. So there you go. There's how you can help naturally raise your free testosterone levels. Check the description of this video for links to the products I mentioned. And again, if you enjoyed the video, please subscribe and support the channel. And let me know in the comments below, what are your favorite ways to boost your testosterone levels? I always love hearing from you guys. Have a great day, my friends.